We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
double feature.
Tonight's tales are Angie Had a Little Llama and Play Ball, Llama. It's a special Sleepy Time Tale double feature brought to you by Story Spectacular, the podcast for whimsical bedtimes and fairy tale dreams. You can listen to a laugh out loud llama story anytime you need a friend. I'm your host, Angie. Tonight we will listen to two llama-rific tales. Our first story, we will meet my pet llama, who loves to tag around everywhere I go, even to unexpected places. I wonder where Llama will go tonight. Let's find out and begin our first llama tale now. Angie had a little llama who sang a little song.
Llama, llama, ding dong!
Everywhere that Angie went, the llama tagged along.
Wait for me!
One hot summer day, Angie decided to go to the pool. She grabbed her swimsuit and towel and was on her way. Little did she know that Llama decided to follow Angie to the pool. He put on a swimming cap and goggles to blend in with the other swimmers. Angie arrived at the pool and jumped in the water. Llama was following close behind and did a cannonball off the diving board into the pool.
Cannonball!
The little children swam away. They didn't know what to think of this bizarre four-legged swimmer. But Angie took one look at the pool crasher and knew immediately it was Llama.
I'm sorry, Llama, you're not allowed at the pool. It's for humans only.
But look how good I am at swimming! I can kick! I can blow! I'm practically a llama fish!
The little children thought that Llama's moves were really cool. They all decided that Llama should stay and swim for the day. They spent the whole afternoon laughing and playing with Angie and her little llama. They decided to sing a song.
Everywhere that Angie went, Angie went, Angie went.
Angie said with pride,
I'm a llama fish.
For our second feature, we will hear about Llama's spectacular day at the baseball game.
Llama, Llama, Ding Dong!
Do you think Llama will catch a baseball? Let's find out and begin our second Llama tale now. Play ball, Llama! Angie had a little llama who sang a little song.
Llama, llama, ding dong.
Everywhere that Angie went, the llama tagged along. One hot summer day, Angie decided to bring Llama out to a baseball game.
Hooray! I've never been to a baseball game before.
I know it. Llamas and other animals are not usually allowed to attend, but today is a special game where pets are allowed in the ballpark.
Woohoo! I can't wait!
There's only one rule, though, Llama.
What's that?
You are not allowed to jump onto the field or to run around, no matter how excited you get. Understand?
Oh, sure thing!
Really, Llama, I mean it. You're not allowed to run onto the field under any circumstances.
Oh, I understand, Angie. I promise I won't run onto the baseball field, even if I really, 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 really want to.
Angie smiled. Then she pulled a baseball cap out of her pack.
Here, Llama, this is for you to wear at the ball game today.
Llama ding dong, a real baseball cap.
Angie placed the cap on Llama's head.
You look just like a real baseball player now, Llama.
Really, I do? Oh boy, I can't wait.
Okay, well let's get a move on then. The game is about to start.
Angie and her little llama made their way to the ball field. They found their seats in the grandstand overlooking the baseball diamond.
Play ball!
Shouted the umpire. All of the baseball players took their places on the ball field. The pitcher stood at the mound and threw a couple of practice pitches to the catcher.
Yowza, look at that fastball!
Said Llama.
Oh, look! I see the batter coming up to the plate,
said Angie.
Batter up!
The umpire shouted. The pitcher threw the baseball hard and fast, and the batter swung the bat with all of his might, but missed the pitch. The catcher caught the ball in her glove.
Swing and a miss, that's strike one!
Shouted the umpire. The pitcher threw two more strikes.
That's strike three, you're out!
Called the umpire.
Wow, this pitcher's really good, huh, Llama? I wonder if we'll see any big hits today.
Golly, golly, I hope so. I want to catch a ball out here in the stands. Yippee! Llama, llama, ding dong.
Another batter came up to the plate. The pitcher threw a curveball. The baseball whirled right around the bat as the batter swung and missed.
Strike one!
Shouted the umpire.
Oh man, I want to see a hit. Otherwise, this ball game's gonna be awfully boring.
Don't worry, Llama. I think we will see some action soon. In the meantime, let's get you a ballpark snack. Peanuts, Cracker Jacks. Get your peanuts and Cracker Jacks right here, folks. Hey, look, there's a food vendor walking through the crowd with snacks. Let's get their attention.
Okay, Angie.
Llama waved his hooves in the air and whistled.
Over here, Llama, Llama, Ding Dong!
The vendor worked his way through the crowds towards Angie and Llama.
What'll it be, folks? We'll take some peanuts and Cracker Jacks, please. Coming right up.
The vendor pulled out the snacks from his pack and handed them to Angie and Llama.
Here you are. Enjoy the game.
Thank you. Yum, yummy. These Cracker Jacks are delicious. And look, Angie, I found the prize in the box. Ding dong!
What is it, Llama?
It's a metal pin with a baseball and bat on it.
Wow, that's really neat. Here, I'll attach it to your hat for good luck.
Thanks, Angie! Woohoo! Now I'm ready to see some more baseball action!
The pitcher winded up and threw the baseball. It was a knuckleball pitch at the batter. The batter swung and missed.
Strike two!
Shouted the umpire.
Aw, man!
Said the batter.
Why don't you throw me something I can hit? I want a fastball right down the middle!
Haha, you want it, you got it!
The pitcher replied.
Here comes my super mega fast pitch! Good luck hitting this!
The whole crowd watched the pitcher throw a super mega fast pitch at the batter. The batter swung the bat with great speedy speed. Boom! The bat hit the ball, sending it high up into the air.
Ooh, it looks like it's coming up this way! Wowza!
Get ready to catch it in your hat, Llama.
Llama turned his baseball cap upside down and held the brim in his teeth. He jumped into the air and caught the baseball in his hat. The crowd cheered.
Hey, I got it! Llama, Llama, ding dong!
Way to go, Llama. That was an outstanding catch.
Everyone was amazed with Llama's extraordinary feat.
I can't believe it. I caught the ball. But oh gee, now I gotta bring it back!
Wait, no, Llama!
But before Angie could catch him, Llama took off running onto the baseball field. The crowd roared with laughter at the sight of Llama running around the field with the baseball. Even the players were cheering for him.
Go, Llama, go!
Angie ran after Llama but couldn't keep up.
Wait, Llama, wait!
Llama, Llama, ding dong!
Llama ran up to the umpire and handed him the ball.
Here's your ball back, sir!
Right as Angie caught up.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, Mr. Umpire. We didn't mean to interrupt the game. I told Llama he wasn't supposed to run onto the field, but he just got so excited.
The umpire smiled.
That was quite the catch you had, Llama. Golly, thanks! You really have quite a talent for the game. What do you say we let you have a turn at bat? Would that be okay with you, Miss Angie?
Wow, of course. That sounds great. What do you say, Llama?
Hip, hip, Llama, Llama, hooray!
Llama put on a baseball helmet and walked up to home plate with a bat in his mouth.
Here comes the pitch. Get ready to swing, Llama.
The pitcher threw the baseball fast right down the middle. Llama swung the bat with all of his might. Boom! Llama hit the ball high into the air.
Whoa, would you look at that?
Run, Llama, run!
Oh, yeah!
Llama ran as fast as he could to first base. The ball landed deep into the outfield.
Go for second, Llama!
Llama ran as fast as he could to second base, just as the outfielder scooped up the ball.
Llama, ding dong!
Go for three, Llama!
Llama rounded second and headed to third base as the outfielder threw the ball to the third baseman.
Oh no, Llama, you gotta run back to second base or you're gonna get tagged out at third!
Yikes!
The third baseman watched Llama turn around and threw the ball to second base. But the ball missed the fielder's glove and rolled out into the outfield.
Run, Llama, go back to third base!
Llama ran as fast as he could to third base as the outfielder scrambled to get the ball.
Go for home, Llama, you got it!
Llama, Llama, Llama!
Llama ran as fast as he could towards home plate, just as the outfielder threw the ball to the catcher.
Slide, Llama, slide!
Whoa!
Llama slid headfirst into home plate and tagged the base just before the catcher caught the ball. The umpire waved his hands.
Safe!
He shouted,
home run for the Llama!
The crowd went berserk.
Hip, hip, hooray for Llama!
Angie gave Llama a great big hug.
Great job, Llama. That was amazing.
I can't believe it. I hit a home run. Llama ding dong.
Haha, we'd see some action today?
The whole stadium crowd sang along to Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Take Mama out to the ball game. Take Mama out to the crowd. Buy him some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. Throw the ball and give it a whack. For it's root, root, root for the llama. He's a pet that can never be tamed. Run to first.
The End. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. I hope you enjoyed tonight's Double Llama feature presentation. If you want to support this show, you can help by telling a friend about Story Spectacular. Show them all the ways they can tune in to this family-friendly podcast. Help us get the word out so that even more little llama friends can tune in to Sleepy Time Tales too.
Sleepy.